In that moment, that barren woman's hope is not in having a child, because she knows in God's word, she actually has not been promised that he's going to do that. What she has been promised is that she is okay, and that even though she's barren, she is precious in the sight of her Lord. And so I think the most loving thing a person can do or say to a barren woman is to just let her be barren, is to speak the words of God to her, the promises that have been given to her, not the false promise that she will be able to make a baby if she goes and sees Dr. X. Instead, speak to her the promise that God promises to work everything for her eternal good, and that in Christ Jesus, she is made whole. Because while God has not given me a child today, he has given me the most precious gift of faith in him, and that is what comforts me. That is real, that is true, and no amount of fixing of my womb changes that. I know I'm blessed if God makes me a mother, and I know I'm blessed if he doesn't make me a mother. So I think the most loving thing that people can do for barren women is to let them be barren and encourage them to run and talk to their pastors, because that pastor is God's man there for her. Tell her to run to church where she can keep hearing those words of promise that will strengthen and build up her faith. And tell her to run to the altar where she can receive the body and blood of her Lord, which is there for her benefit.